Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Good afternoon, Rhonda. Hi, how are you? Not too good, I assume.
I'm all right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, your dad, just to explain to me, your dad is in a nursing home. He sent us an email because your father's in an Irish nursing home.
Yeah.
And you're at a loss now because you've massive concerns about what's going on. Well, explain to me very briefly what's going on at the moment with your dad. And how old is he, by the way?
My dad is 73.
Okay. And how is he? Is he fit or is he?
Mentally, there's nothing wrong with my father. He had a stroke a couple of years ago, so he's left with a physical disability where he's paralysed down one side of his body.
Okay.
So he can talk to us on the phone and everything. So the information I'm getting is just through my father. The nursing home hasn't contacted me at all and given me any information. Whereas I don't know if any other families are getting information because most of the residents would have Alzheimer's.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. So that, of course, they wouldn't be getting any information directly from the relative. Yeah.
So the only information I'm getting is from phone calls. My dad's filling me in on what's going on.
So when was the last time you saw him?
Well, we didn't see him for the whole year. And then I took him out on Christmas Day. They didn't want me to, but we took him out for a few hours on Christmas Day.
Okay.
He was allowed to come to my house. There was only a couple of us here. And haven't seen him, obviously, then since Christmas Day now.
That must be heartbreaking, by the way.
It is heartbreaking because you go up and you take him out every weekend.
He's your dad, Yeah, I know.
He's my dad, and he's always there. But now it's like he's in prison, basically.
I know. And now, because obviously he's, mentally he's fine. And can he talk, by the way, when he's out? Is he able to talk?
Oh, yeah, he's able to talk, no problem. You wouldn't do anything wrong with him at all. It's just that he's in a wheelchair.
And how does he feel about being on his own for the last year? How does he feel about that?
He keeps telling you he's okay, but I know he's not.
His heart's breaking,
the last 2 weeks have been very difficult, because the last 2 weeks they've put all the residents into isolation, so they're in their own rooms by themselves and they're not allowed out of the rooms. And the staff are coming in and out in full PPE gear, with goggles and everything on them, and he's saying it's like something out of a movie, and he's like, you can see he's getting down because he hasn't been out of the room in 2 weeks. But what's happened then is that last Friday, they all got vaccinated.
Okay.
The first vaccine. And previous to this, none of them have been out of the room. No one's been in near them. Anyone near them has been full PPE gear.
Okay, so to clarify, they're all isolating since last week in the rooms. So
they're
nobody.
All isolating for the last 2 weeks.
Okay, and then last Friday they got the vaccination. And now five of them have tested positive.
Yeah, on his ward. That's just on his ward. I don't know about the other wards. And now he's sick this morning. He has a temperature, sore throat, everything. And I rang the nursing home and I asked him, could they check on my dad? And they said he's okay. I said, he's not okay. I'm talking to him on the phone. So they went down and they were to ring me back. They didn't. I rang them back 4 or 5 times. Eventually I got a nurse and she said, we're waiting on the doctor to come see him now. He's very weak. He has a high temperature. And he doesn't seem good in himself. We're waiting for a doctor to come and test him. He's had 6 tests in the last 9 days.
Okay.
Which he's finding very uncomfortable, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
So what's confusing for you is, if they've just got the vaccine and they've all been self-isolating in a room for the last week, how come suddenly five of them have tested positive?
Yes.
Well, there's only, I suppose they will argue, there's only one way that a nurse obviously passed it, brought it in and out or something like that. That's probably the only way, unless there's a suggestion by somebody maybe that the vaccine could be creating this problem or giving some sort of false result or something.
Some sort of result or doing something to them, the vaccine.
But I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that, so I don't know.
Well, I only know through him.
Yeah.
So I haven't, no one's contacting me telling me anything from the nursing home.
And it says at the end of your email, it's like he's a human guinea pig.
Yeah, that's what I feel. He's been used as a human guinea pig. They're just trying this out on them and seeing how it goes. And they're all getting sick now just after getting that. There was nothing wrong with any of them prior to getting this vaccine, and now they're all sick. And they've been taken out up to another ward, which they have as a concert hall, as a COVID unit now.
So now your dad is feeling physically unwell, and you're already sick. You're at home, and you can't get any information.
No, I can't get any information. I can't go in and take him out. They won't let me near him. It's like,
can you even go up to a window to him or something?
No, no, they won't let you. No.
I think, I understand the way everybody feels. And I think we're going to look back at this in a few years' time and regret how we treated elderly people.
Oh, definitely. And he's not that old. He's 73.
No, he's a young man. Well,
he's
I say he's a young
his
man.
His whole life.
He's not elderly.
No, he's not elderly, no.
No.
And I went up during the summer a couple of times to the car park and I went to see him. And then I got a letter from the nursing home telling me I wasn't to be in the grounds of the nursing home and come up because I'm not allowed to see him.
They're not in prison.
I know.
I don't understand this. I've lost all understanding of this. He's your dad all your life, And he, unfortunately, he's in a physical situation where he had to go to a home, right?
Yeah.
We get that. But he's not in prison.
No, he's not in prison.
Who has the right to tell you that you can't see him? You know what I mean? I don't get this.
This is the problem, and I keep asking these questions, and I'm not getting any answers. No one comes back to me. No one answers my emails. No one answers the phone to you. You go up there, the same thing, the front desk, they just let me leave stuff for them. They won't do what... When they put me through to the ward, no one answers the phone, and the mailbox is full all the time, so you can't even leave a message. But even if you,
so
did,
if
no
you rang, if you rang the home today, yep. You won't get through to anybody.
Well, I did eventually this morning.
Okay,
through after I talked to him, but that's
the
support.
That was just to tell you the doctor was coming to see him, that he wasn't well.
But they didn't know there was anything wrong with him.
And mind you, you got through to them. They told you he's not well. He has a temperature. Doctor's coming to see him. That makes you feel worse now because you're worried sick now. You know, you don't know what's going on now because you're worried. I get that, you know. Sorry, Rhonda, you're still there. Did I lose you? I think I've lost her line there for some reason. Are you there, Rhonda? Oh, okay, we've lost her line. We'll try, maybe try and get her back after the break if we can. We have to.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're there now. You're there. Sorry, Rhonda.
Yeah, I am. Sorry.
Yeah. So look, my heart goes out to you, Rhonda, really and truly. Do you know what I said to somebody the other day? I'm kind of glad my mother and father have passed away now at this stage, to be honest with you, because dad died 5 years ago. My mother died about 9 or 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because I would hate to be going through what you're going through, Rhonda.
I know, and this is the problem. I'm thinking along the same lines. He is. I know yesterday I was talking to him. He said, my life's over now. I had my life. Thinking along the lines of maybe he should have died when he had the stroke. That's how he's thinking. He's got.
Imagine elderly people believing their life is now worthless.
Yeah.
Because they've nothing to look forward to.
They nothing.
No,
they're locked up in a room by themselves. And he's lucky. He can talk to us on the phone. But the other residents, he said, because most of them have Alzheimer's and stuff, they don't know what's going on. And they're just, you know, and I don't even know if their families know what's going on.
Oh, my. And have you, are you friends with any of the other residents' relations?
No, I was friends with a woman up there. And we had done some videos during the summertime and put them on Facebook. But unfortunately, her husband died.
Okay.
And she was the same situation. They wouldn't let her see him. And he went down mentally. He said he just gave up, basically.
I think a lot of elderly people are giving up. And
they're
We spoke to Dr. Collins, Professor Collins from Tallaght Hospital, who deals with geriatrics. And he did say that elderly people like your dad had come to him and said they'd rather be dead.
Yeah.
That's exactly horrendous, isn't it?
Yeah, they'd rather be dead. They feel like their life is... But he said to me yesterday, my life's over.
Well, I'm so sorry.
And I'm like, what am I going to do here? Like, I can't physically go. If I go up there and try to take him out of there, they won't let me take him out. And the guards get called and I'll get arrested. For trying to bring my father home.
We'll just even try and see your dad. Yeah.
I know.
Rhonda, listen, I wish you well. I hope it gets sorted out. I want you to keep in touch with us and let us know how you're getting on.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.